Blog Talk Radio.
All righty, here we go, folks. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Welcome to the show. We're going to hit on some of the current news, and we're going to talk briefly with the and the current news, of course, only the way I can bring it, the way Patriot Nation brings it. We're going to talk about some current news. We're going to talk about affidavits and things to help you in a case of law that is evil and bad, and you can get out of it because all the courts are committing fraud and we can prove it, and you can easily get off by filling out an affidavit and filing the right paperwork, whatever the case may be, because every court case is filled with fraud from the prosecution and the judge. It's unbelievable. That's Eugene Zorich. He's going to come on, and then, of course, Scott Kesterson will join us from theamericanbrand.org on the road on the Lewis and Clark Trail. Right now, the actual Lewis and Clark Trail, he's hitting up Red State America on Expedition Red. He is trekking along now, and he will join us around 7:05 p.m. and give us the heads up and the details from Red State America, the small towns across this country. And so I'll be back here in 4 minutes and 40 seconds, because I got to let Scott talk and Dave Bray talk and a couple others talk, libertyrush.com. And don't forget, stick around. I'll be back right after this. Hey, brother, Hog John tuning in. Here we go with the top of the break. Here we go. And go.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
There you have it, folks. Building the audience. The audience is growing. What's happening? I want to say hello to everybody. Jimmy, happy birthday to my buddy Jimmy up there in NY. Chilling out. Dennis Stone. Mr. Machiavelli. I guess that's how you say it, huh? Huh, Nico? Sharon, welcome to the show. Cricket, Teresa, Sugar, Lori again, Brian, everybody, what's up? Dawn, Hog John, everybody's joining the show. I want to say hello and welcome to another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I think I had to send out a message. I don't think these guys actually remember the phone number for tonight's show. They want to call in tonight. I'm going to send them real quick a message. So bear with me. You know what we'll do? If y'all want to hear a Dave Bray song, send some thumbs up out. And while I get this message out to the guest, I'll play a Dave Bray song. Thumbs up for Dave Bray, and I'll play it. Here we go. All right, thumbs ain't going up. All right, anyway, let me send a message out to these guys. Oops, hold on, hit the wrong button, and we'll get this rocking. Thumbs up for Dave Bray, folks. Let's see him. Taps, Amazing Grace, Dave Bray. We'll be back right after this. We're going to try to get the message out to our guest, one of our guests, and then we'll go over something to our guest. This is Amazing Grace. Thank you. indeed, folks. If you want to get that whole tune, the video, the whole nine yards from Dave Bray, head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com. And I want to thank everybody for that, wishing my good friend, longtime friend, Jimmy, a happy birthday today. We're still kicking, 50 years old. Look at us go. All right, folks. So now, the news, a little bit of news here. Scaramucci, gone. Man, General Kelly taking charge. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this. This is from a Fox News report. I'm going to read from Fox News Politics. Get a little heads up on this, what they have to say, and then I'll give you what I think. As only I can give you what I think. You know, the birthday wishes are piling on. Yeah, Ed. Yeah, but he's like the rest of us here. We got our birth certificates. We're just corporate money figures to the government. But anyway, President Trump's headline-grabbing communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, was shown the door Monday after just 11 days on the job as retired General John Kelly took command of the White House staff, moving swiftly to impose order on the West Wing grip for weeks by infighting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I happen to like, that lady's pretty cool, would not confirm reports that Kelly personally requested Scaramucci's removal, but made clear that the former Homeland Security Secretary now has full control of the staff. General Kelly has the full authority to operate in the White House, and all staff will report to him. I didn't Scaramucci say the same thing? God, man. I think Scaramucci said the same thing. He's got full, or they said the same thing about him, full access to the White House, and all staff will report to him. Heading, there are no anticipated staff shakeups in the work. General Kelly has full authority to operate in the White House. I don't know. Scaramucci had a big mouth, maybe. I don't know. Reince Priebus resigns. Folks, all this is, I'm telling you, soon you will hear a big sucking sound of a gigantic toilet bowl sucking out the swamp rats. One by one by one. So he opened up his mouth. He stuck his foot in. And, you know, the guy was shifty anyway. I don't know if Scaramucci was right for the job. I love Huckabee's daughter. I think she's great. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is good. You know, I think she's doing some wonderful things. You can't take these reporters for CNN and MSNBC and let them talk their crap. That's why, you know why they keep bashing Trump for using Twitter? But real Trump supporters are like, yeah, buddy, keep using Twitter. Tell it like it is, right from the man himself, like never before. Direct contact to the people, never before. This is a first. You can't trust the media. The media is spinning everything in circles. So you come to Patriot Nation Radio, don't get no spin. Here we are. And they spin and spin and spin and spin. And lie and cheat and steal at our expense. Claim that the First Amendment only matters to them. It only applies to them. It seems like they don't want regular people to have a First Amendment right. And then they use their free speech to lie and back corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton. Oy, why do they do that stuff? Why is the media pandering to these people? How much money must be involved in the payoff to the media for them to back the criminal Democrats 100%? Will not in any way, shape, or form admit that there's any Ukrainian collusion by the Hillary campaign. Hillary and her campaign colluded with Ukraine. Russia and the Trump campaign did not collude at all. So let's have an investigation where there is none needed. Now remember this, folks. You hear this all the time, everywhere, all over the place. If the Democrats are accusing you of it, because they are guilty of the very thing they are accusing you of. it has become apparent. And the fact that the people that follow them continue to do so. I don't understand it. It seems that liberalism is a mental deficiency. They are ill. Apparently, the liberals have fallen ill, possibly in a mental capacity like never before seen in this country. We're seeing it firsthand. We're witnessing with our own eyes the insanity of the left. When presented with facts, only deny them for their narrative and their agenda, which is bring down Trump, bring down conservatives, bring down anybody who believes in Jesus, the Constitution, or American values, the way we remember them, the way we were raised to believe in them. Something happened somewhere after they shot Kennedy and the hippies came out and started dropping acid and listening to the Dead and going to Woodstock, which I'm sure it was a lot of fun. I'm sure there's a lot of conservatives that did that and went there, and that's what opened their mind. They said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what are we doing? We got to stop this. Killed Kennedy because he wanted to end the Fed. And then after that, it was the bankers just took control of everything. The World Bank, the IMF. Check out Bolivia. Folks, Bolivia has kicked the IMF out and the World Bank out, and Bolivia is thriving with their own deal going on. Just research, Bolivian president kicks out the World Bank. Anything like that, IMF and World Bank kicked out of Bolivia. The story will come up, and you'll be like, oh my God, the guy's amazing. I can't believe he did it. Bolivia's thriving. The people are eating. They got jobs, and things are going great, and they don't have any of that interference from those turds in the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. IMF and the World Bank. Boom, boom, boom. See you later. Got to end the Fed. Yes, Josh, we definitely have to end the Fed. The Fed has got to, we have to figure out how to, we can kick these people out of here, get back to the gold standard and do what's right for the people. Get rid of taxes on labor. We should not be taxed for the work that we do. That to me is ridiculous. That is completely unconstitutional, that you cannot be taxed for labor. And here we are. I'm looking at my live feed. It's interrupting like crazy. It's driving me nuts. Mark Chavez is watching. Josh is watching. Brian's watching. Everybody's watching. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I'm waiting for my guests. I'm thinking they're going to call in here, but if not, yeah, now they eat trash. Isn't it crazy? But now the Bolivians are doing pretty good right now. I think things are going well in Bolivia. Eating trash would be in Venezuela. Venezuela, they're eating the trash. And they will continue to eat the trash in Venezuela. But the people are standing up and they are fighting. Unlike this country, they're standing up and fighting, but they're fighting for the wrong thing. They're fighting for Obamacare. They're saying we're anti-fascists, as they are using fascism to quiet the opposition. Anti-fascists using fascism to quiet the opposition. Just goes to show you, if the Democrats and the left are pointing the finger at you, it is exactly what they are doing. Remember that. They have no honor. They have no dignity. They have no integrity. They are out of their minds. What has become to the liberal? People I know have liberal ideas and liberal minds. I talk to them every day. It's not the people that are crazy like that. Not all of them. You know, like just like there's some way out of whack people on the far right that are bugging out. Donald Trump can do no wrong. He can absolutely do no wrong. We had those people on the Obama side. These are the ones that are rioting now. The ones that are causing all the trouble now are the ones that believe that President Obama could do no wrong no matter what. He could string up infants on the front steps of the White House and the liberals would figure out a way to defend him. But not all of them. I have friends at work. Although he has some crazy thoughts, he doesn't seem like one of these brainwashed blinders-on robots. Work every day, he's a good guy. We talk. Okay, sometimes he says some weird things. Like, well, I said to him, the travel ban, Trump's travel ban, folks, it was Obama's travel ban in 2012. The folks who watch this show and listen to this show know that in 2012, that was Obama's ban, travel ban, and Trump just pulled out his pen and just moved it on. It's the same ban, same seven countries, same people. We got someone from Alaska watching. Welcome, Marie from Alaska. So he signs the travel ban, same seven countries that Obama signed. And the guy at work, you know what he tells me, well, I don't like Trump's personality, so it's different than when Obama did. I like Obama. He could do that. But Trump, his personality sucks. So he can't. It's not the same. What? God, these people are bananas. They're completely bananas. I don't understand. Sometimes I don't understand how crazy these folks can be. Absolutely insane. And you can believe that a lot of this stuff that's happening are distractions. Because look, every time something happens like this in the Trump administration, the media goes over there, they go that way. Trump goes that way and does great things while they're bickering over some silly thing like Scaramucci got fired. No transgenders in the military. Everybody goes nuts. And he gets great things done over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. The guy's a genius. He's got them figured out. Hold on, I'm sending a message. All right. He's got them figured out. He knows that they're Democratic shills. They're the opposition party, and he knows how to play them like a fiddle. Like Charlie Daniels jamming out Devil Went Down to Georgia. Rocking out, plays them like a fiddle. And they fall for it hook, line, and sinker every time. And guess what? Trump's going to make America great again. And tonight we're just shooting the breeze. I'm hoping that our friend Eugene calls in. So far he hasn't called in, but that's okay. Scott Kesterson from The American Brand will be joining us at 7:05 to talk about his trek across America. Tonight he is on the Lewis and Clark Trail. He is doing the whole Lewis and Clark expedition. He is riding the trail of Lewis and Clark, hitting red state America, small towns across this country. If you want to know all the facts and all the doodads, head on over to theamericanbrand.org. But he'll be on here at 7:05, and he'll be rocking and rolling. Some folks aren't getting the video. I am right next to my router. Some people are obviously getting it. They're doing thumbs up and smiles, and they're commenting, and some people can't see. And it's strange. I don't get it. It's coming up funny on my face, on my feed, too, as I'm watching. But that's the way it is, I guess, right now on these Facebook live feeds. They don't work so good. I don't know. But I'm telling you, this is all a distraction. It's all a complete distraction. Media, look over here. No transgender. Scaramucci's fired. Priebus resigns. Quietly in the night. There's unrest in the Trump team. He goes over there, and he does great things. Get ready, folks. He's going to make these guys pass health care and get rid of Obamacare. You listen to the left, and all they're saying is, oh, my God, if Obamacare goes, all these people lose health care. Well, what do you think happened when Obamacare hit in? They didn't tell you how many people lost health care or how many people got dropped from their doctors. They lied about that. But suddenly they forgot that. They forget. It is selective forgetting. They forget on purpose. By design, forgetting. They didn't forget. They just do their own thing. You know? And this weekend, we had the Rally for America. you could head out on, just kind of look around. There's some good videos, some great speeches. Dave Bray was there, and the Walking Marine, and Jan Morgan, and of course Stevie and Jenny were there. Stevie was jamming out and selling some very inspirational stuff. So head on over to find him, find Stevie D3, 3% guy, and check out the videos from Rally for America. Some great speeches, great entertainment, quick jam by Dave Bray. Miss Finnicum was there, and others. If you look around, you can find the speeches and all the stuff there from the Rally for America, which took place this Saturday, the past Saturday. It was from 9 to 4. Area 1 right in front of the Capitol was really cool because they put the stage where the stage was, with the Capitol right behind them, the flags. It was really cool to see Patriots coming together. It's very important for Patriots to come together. Yes, Marie from Alaska is saying Trump never sleeps. You know, when he sleeps, he sleeps. Like, all right, we're going from point A to point B. We'll be there in 15 minutes. He closes his eyes for 10 of them. He gets in, sits down. That's 2 minutes. Falls asleep for 5 minutes. Wakes up, gets out of the car, and that's another 2 minutes. That's a 10-minute ride. He sleeps for 5 minutes. People like that, that's sad. They got to run like that. It's just the way it is. Sean Hannity, they're always preparing for their shows. Like, you know, I do this show two nights a week for 2 hours, and it consumes a lot of my time. Digging up guests, getting us ready, creating the event. You know, everybody knows a lot of people out there that do the show and do these podcasts. And as far as I can tell, the podcast is not coming out too clear. It keeps stopping on my end. I do see it's been shared 32 times. I want to thank everybody for sharing. And don't forget, this Wednesday, our good friend Gonzalo will not be having a show. He was in a little bit of a car wreck. He's going to rest up. He's a little bumped and bruised. He's okay. That's Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock. So if you're looking forward to hearing his show this week, he is laid up, and he'll be back next week on Wednesday to do his show. It happens from time to time. We get fender bend disease over there in the Bronx in New York. The traffic is unbelievable. If you haven't been in New York, near the Bronx, I mean, I used to go to Yankee games back in the day, and it's madness over there. Always. Doesn't matter the time of day. The city that never sleeps is called the city that never sleeps for a reason. New York, that's why Trump lives in New York and was from New York, because he never sleeps and neither does the city. People don't sleep, apparently, you know, they don't like to sleep too much. Sean Hannity never sleeps, you know, he's always talking about the pillow from Mike Lindell, American Jobs right there, Mike Lindell, cheers to Mike Lindell. Hold on, I'll sip some coffee. We had a great show last week, man, doing really well. The guys from BorderWallBuilders.com. What a great show that was. We got some great information on the prototypes and the things that are going on down there on the border. We heard exactly what's going on Rusty's property, 21 acres right on the Rio Grande River in South Texas, in the Brownsville area. Koran rugs, dead people, you know, drug mules, you know, all kinds of things happening down there. So he's got the prototypes built right there. So you can go back in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation and find that episode and get a lot of great things that happened or are happening down on the border. They built these fences, the prototypes, right on Rusty's driveway of all places. So I guess he got a big driveway. They put it on the edge. Border Patrol guys can drive right up, take a look. Ooh, look at that. Wow, really fancy. Look at them fences. And of course, the pictures that you may find on borderwallbuilders.com will have the pictures of these prototypes that they're building, making, and I've actually got some of the pictures personally from Rusty on his driveway, and I posted them around. They're somewhere, maybe on my radio page. They might be there. I'll post them again. That's pretty cool stuff. They want to build this wall. It's going to get built. These folks are looking for the funding. They're looking for the Border Patrol and presidential approval to get started. That's all they need, the funding and the approval. Once they say go, bam, you know? Yeah, and you can hear all of our shows. We got over 425 episodes, not all Patriot Nation Radio Show now, as we are the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Yes, indeed. We do work sometimes with News Without Filters, who simulcast our Thursday shows. We always like that. That's always appreciated. And don't forget A Conservative's Perspective of every Tuesday also at 7 and Thursday at 7. But our friend Scott's going to be calling here in 2 minutes, and we're going to be talking about theamericanbrand.org. Theamericanbrand.org is a great, great organization, and they're doing wonderful things. In fact, it looks like that's my original guest. They're calling in when Scott's supposed to call in. So I'm going to have to – oh, that is Scott. Excellent. Scott's with us. Let's bring him in right now. Without further ado, we're going to talk about what I was just talking about, theamericanbrand.org. Head on over there. Good stuff happening. We're going to learn all about it right now with our friend from Expedition Red, Emmy Award-winning journalist Scott Kestis. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Mark, how are you? Sorry I missed last week. It was a pretty crazy week last week, but glad to be on this week.
That's okay. Stuff happens, and that's all right. That means you have a little more to tell us.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Well, you know, I made a change last week, Mark, and it's I broke this thing into 7 segments, as I think you know, and just to give a quick context for everybody, those 7 segments were dedicated to General Lee that beat McClellan in the 7-day battle in Atlanta or in Virginia. And the reason for that is just the odds were so much against him, and there was so much, so many things he had to do to unify the militias to do those sort of complex fights. And that's purely at the core of what we're trying to accomplish here at the American Brand. And so each of these segments was broken down to have also a unique character. So I finished segment 1, which I called the Pioneers, and it was all through Oregon red counties and then into Idaho and ending up in Ennis, Montana, and then a little bit extra in Montana. And that was getting into kind of the spirit of the people that got out to the far west and what it took to establish that. The second leg is called Lewis and Clark, and it's all dedicated to the Lewis and Clark expedition. And after spending a few days, about 2 weeks in Montana, kind of on the west side, I realized that really to get into this and do this right, I was going to have to get on the ground and really get close to it. So starting tomorrow, I'm going to be switching from driving across into this phase. I've got my mountain bike. I'm kitting it up right now. My bag's ready. And I'm going to pedal it's about 1,400 miles over the next 2 months. I'm going to pedal through eastern Montana into North Dakota, South Dakota, down into Missouri and end out there either at St. Louis, or I might take it as far as Illinois, though Illinois is a heavily blue anti-gun state, so I'm not sure if I'm going to touch that one. But well, at least stay with the red state part of that and do this thing from a whole different optic now of doing the bike ride on it, you know, every day for the next basically 2 months on segment 2.
Awesome. How long is that leg going to last, right, pedaling along? Pedaling takes a while. My brother, one time my brother rode his bike 300 miles. It took him forever.
Well, I'm expecting it to take about 2 months is my target. It might take a little bit longer, but it's right in that range. I'm trying to get it wrapped up by the end of September for a couple of reasons. One is that the weather is going to start changing at the end of September, and especially in the Midwest and the northern states. And then the other part is that in honor of Lewis and Clark, and they actually ended their expedition returning home on the 23rd of September in those years. And so I don't know that I'll make it by the 23rd of September, but it will be at the end of September. So I'm actually traveling in the same time frame that they did on the return, which has kind of an interesting subtext to the whole journey or expedition, because it's really experiencing as well the type of weather they were in, the challenges of logistics. And believe it or not, in eastern Montana, for example, and even in some of the Midwest, so many of the small towns have been decimated by the consolidation of people in the cities, the attacks basically we've had on small business, the removal of localized resource-based industries. The list goes on, that even the logistics, once you leave Billings, for example, and you head east to Montana, there's very little logistics support. in between these small towns. Your distances can go 20, 50 miles before you hit even a small convenience store or a gas station to get some water or something like that. Obviously, I don't need fuel for a bike, but my point is that the logistics themselves are pretty extended. So there's going to be some interesting parts of this story though it's not going to be anything to the magnitude of Lewis and Clark. The human dimension of the story is going to be very interesting because there are going to be some real physical challenges. I look forward to them, and I think it's going to give a different insight into the character and the values that we had to have in building this nation. Remember, I'm riding on roads. They were coming out, you know, no roads, floating the river part of it, portaging their boats in another part. So, again, an amazing amount of courage it took to do what they did. And so in a small way, I'm going to try to, you know, grab some of that sense of it, of what it took to get out here and map out the West.
Awesome. And so how are you holding up so far now that you're into leg two?
Well, it's going really well. I've been really fortunate to have some incredible people, you know, support this as we go through. Obviously, we're building that network. I've had an incredible number of meetings and seeing small town America, seeing rural Americans, and talking to small business owners and people in the community has been unbelievably rewarding. The theme is you keep hearing the same thing over and over, that they're fighting for their life. And it's literally true. I mean, the big cities and the expanding cities that turned ultimately with tech coming in on the back end, pushing that to this sort of hyper-liberalism that comes in behind that, wages an economic war on these small towns. We have Congress who's beyond dysfunctional and obviously has proven itself to be not of a party, but of a single party, which is probably more purple than any other color. Globalist in nature. They don't really give a rip about the small business. We've seen that in the voting that they did last week. These sorts of dysfunctionalism that Congress is willing to accept of itself is creating a real huge burden on these small towns. We have the extreme environmentalists and the environmental war that the progressive left uses as a strategic weapon to shut down resource-based industries, which takes jobs away from small towns. And people are literally forced to move and ultimately relocate into the bigger cities. I mean, the whole concept behind the Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030. And I will be honest when I say that there was a point when I was skeptical of just to what magnitude that was really in play in the States. There is no skepticism left with me anymore. I'm seeing it firsthand. You see the impact of that sort of organized political, legal, and economic war that's being waged on the rural communities and small towns. And it's really just another version of Land Closures Act from the 1600s and 1700s in England, forcing people to leave the small towns, turning small town communities into, you know, everything from drug havens to retirement communities and everything else that are pushing people off to get them into the big cities. So, I mean, this is, as I say, go ahead.
They actually turned giant chunks of people's land into monuments.
They almost got an entire county, Josephine County, turned into a national monument before Hussein Obama left office. I mean, they literally were on the cusp. And I've told you before, I haven't been able to get a hold of him, but we need to get him on your show. Ron Smith was the guy out there who literally single-handedly mobilized people, went door-to-door, door-knocking, made his own flyers, and was able to rally several thousand people to create enough of a noise on the ground to stop that action. But I'm telling you, it's a testimony to great conservative activism, but it's also just shows you that one person can literally lead the fight and stop this sort of waged war that's going on. But there is a real war going on out here. The front lines of this battle to save America is in the small towns and rural communities. And there's no question about that. And if we lose them, as I say every day on my show, we're going to lose our cultural DNA. And once we lose that, there's no going back. Okay, there is no stopping that fall once that happens, because the anchor of our values, the anchor of who we are, all rests in these small towns. And from community to faith to jobs to the concept of constitutionality, America first, you know, the daily, the family, all of that is anchored in small towns. And it's been the focus of the war quietly, and now it's again, it's continuing to wage on. And that's the whole point of the American brand, is to focus on fighting that fight to support the small towns, rural communities, and small businesses. That is the entire focus of everything we're doing, why we're trying to raise the funding base that we are. And the other reason of why I'm taking this trip is to get that awareness going, and then ultimately leads us into American Brand TV, which will launch somewhere near the end of September-ish, and start having a focused channel on the internet that you can go to hear the stories of small town and rural American small business. I mean, we have to have that. Otherwise, we're too disconnected.
Right. So while you're out on the road and you're in the small towns, are you doing video interviews with people from the small towns that you'll present on American Brand TV?
Yeah, absolutely, I am, and there'll be more follow-up. So we're kind of setting the whole conditions for that, because I've got product that I'll be pushing up, continue to push up onto our YouTube channel, which is the American Brand channel on YouTube, and then as we kind of approach that point of getting towards the American Brand TV, there'll be more and more exclusive content available on American Brand TV. We want it to be a place where, as we build that vision, that the entire country in rural America, small towns, and small businesses across the country, there's stories going on regionally, everything from constitutionality of how that operates on a daily basis, the challenges of running a small business, just the human interest stories of small towns and the stories of the histories of small towns. There's some amazing stories out here of both what was lost and some of the new innovative ideas of how some of these small towns that are almost, like there's one called Ringling that was almost extinct. And it's now starting a very quiet and better, very subtle revival using technology, the concept of like an Airbnb concept and a local bar that just got nominated for the best steak in Montana. You're suddenly seeing a little revival out of this community that had nothing else going for it. So you're seeing some innovative ideas come in, and that's another part of the American Brand TV, is to expose people to some different ways of thinking about problems, challenges, and what those opportunities can be to hopefully stimulate thoughts and business ideas on innovation.
Awesome. That's really good stuff. And folks, if you have a small business or know of one, they could sign up at theamericanbrand.org/small-business, no?
That's exactly right. We have a small business program right now. We launched last week, and of course, you're part of that, Mark, and we're grateful for that. And we've set up three tiers, and basically what we're doing is we're, in a very simple sense, it's there's a fee related to it, but we're giving different, you know, each fee provides a different level of exposure, but we're connecting the customer base that we're building, which is a very loyal base in terms of the values of American Brand and America as whole, to small businesses. And that's the concept of America First. I mean, it's more than just, when we say buy American, it isn't just products, but it also means buying American in terms of supporting small business, small mom and pops, small towns and rural communities, because that small towns and rural communities, small businesses are the backbone. And so the idea is to elevate up that awareness of all those small businesses that are out there that are kind of lost in the sea of the internet, to give it a central hub where people can go to start looking out. And it's growing. I mean, obviously, it's very limited right now, but we're getting more and more businesses on. We picked up we're almost at 8 businesses just from Great Falls this last week. It's pretty amazing. There's a great guy up there by the name of Jeremy Allen that is doing some work for us. And today I got some calls from Las Vegas, and we're starting to get the word out, and people are identifying businesses that want to come into this hub. So it's really exciting as we go. And we want to get people to start recommending businesses as well, that we can reach out to them and start talking to the folks and getting businesses to come to this centralized hub. It's an exciting idea, and it's catching on well, where Red State and can find common value businesses to shop from or support in whatever way. And I think that's what's important, because otherwise businesses just can't, in the small towns, we've got to find a way to connect each other in common values and use the power of the purse to change and to move things forward.
Absolutely. There's really good stuff happening, and folks are on the live feed asking from Alaska, no less. We got someone asking from Alaska. They want in on everything. So let's give out the websites and everything, so Marie up in Alaska can spread the word up north, way up north, in the farthest northern reaches of our America.
All right, so theamericanbrand.org. Theamericanbrand.org is our homepage, and if you go there, and you'll see a tab on the top or on the right side. Either way, it's there's a small business tab, but there's also just a whole discussion on the website of what we're doing. There is a take action button there that you can donate directly to the American Brand. You can also go to the comment section if you want to recommend a business or if you want to volunteer to help us. We're looking for good volunteers as well. Send us a note and we'll follow up with you. So that's theamericanbrand.org. We're also on Facebook. I do two live shows a day on Facebook. One in morning coffee at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I do American Brand, the American Brand, in the evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's the American Brand page on Facebook, the American Brand, and then the American Brand channel on YouTube and American Brand TV on Instagram. So you can find us, hub, you can find all of that off of the main hub at theamericanbrand.org. Spread the word, connect with us. I'd love to have you part of it. And that's also just building this great support and network for great programs like this. And that's, I just want people to know that, you know, that's part of the revenues that we generate will be going to support great programs like Patriot Nation Radio, amazing Doc Green's show out of Houston, James Bostic's show. I mean, these are important things to keep everybody funded and going and growing so we push back on this fight.
So boy, we've been fighting, but I don't know if you were listening at all, but I was talking earlier about Scaramucci getting the boot. And I keep thinking that all these type of little things that are going on are a distraction so that the media looks over there and Trump does great things behind their back. And we see it repeatedly. And folks, it's a distraction. Don't fall for it.
I think you're absolutely right, Mark. You know, the interesting thing is they made a big deal about Jeff Sessions. I'm convinced that a lot of that was just smoke and mirrors. That's a good example, an easy example of what you're talking about, because by going after Jeff Sessions, he got Congress, even crying Schumer, to support Sessions, and then our Attorney General Jeff Sessions then announced this deeper investigation into the leaks. That means now that knowing that most of the leaks are coming from Obama plants, yep. Democrats are going to have a very hard time attacking Jeff Sessions now that President Trump set the conditions for them to support Jeff Sessions. So our president is a masterful player at fourth dimension warfare, which is deception and redirection. And he's usually 3 to 4 steps ahead, and it's very hard to keep pace with what he's doing. But I agree with you completely. Every time he creates noise and the media jumps at it like giving a dog a bone, they run at it. They can't control themselves. And then he marches on and does other great things.
And that's what I love about him, because he's no joke. The guy wrote The Art of the Deal. He knows how to negotiate. He knows how to swim around a little fish in a tank of sharks. He's been doing it his whole life.
Well, you know, Mark, that's a really, really good point. And it's something people – and this is the example I always give. You know New York. I've been up in New York enough, did a lot of work on the Northeast. You know how complicated the unions, the businesses, the whole thing up there is just a mess. And it's a political nightmare for anybody on the outside. So you figure that when President Trump tells his story about how he really got his name recognition known about getting that ice rink in Central Park done under time and under budget after it had gone 2 to 3 years or even 5 years as a near failing project. And I don't remember the exact time frame, but that doesn't happen with somebody who's like the media likes to portray as an idiot or a fool or whatever they want to say. That's a very sophisticated, well-connected person that understands influence, understands how to engage people. That's how that happens. And it doesn't happen accidentally. And he's done it time and again. I mean, keep in mind, Trump Towers down on Fifth Avenue. I mean, that's not a small event or a small property to own by any standards. The man is a huge success, is repeatedly done, and the press, fortunately for us, is so hell-bent on trying to, in a frenzy of hating him, that they aren't realizing or can't seem to realize how much he plays them every single day. And for that, we're in a great position with a president that understands the nature of the game and understands how to play it about 5 steps out.
It's great. Isn't it a great thing to witness? It's unbelievably awesome. And we had some really cool rallies this week, too. I saw down in New Orleans, they were had a counter rally to Antifa, and it was very successful. And, of course, the Rally for America over at Area 1 in D.C. at the Capitol building was a great success, too. They had a great time out there. And it's good to see, like, if you keep watching little by little by little, we're getting more and more people paying attention. Why? Because folks like God and me and James and the rest of Patriot Nation Radio Network, Lisa and Francis, Gonzalo and Patrick and everybody working hard, Liberty Rush, Rob DeHeaven doing his thing, people working hard all the time, talking. And Pink Floyd wrote a song a while back, one of the last albums they put out, the generic Pink Floyd, as I like to call them, but it's called Keep Talking. Go ahead and listen to that song, folks. Listen to it.
I think it's a great one, Mark. Hey, Mark, I do want to make a note, and just a great thanks to you, because you opened up a slot for us on Friday under the Patriot Nation Network, which we're going to launch this Friday, which is the American Brand's radio program called Combat Outpost, The War on Stupid. So we're going to Lisa and I are going to be on there. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to guarantee you, as a Friday evening, it's going to be a little serious and a little laughter, but we're going to unleash. And I will tell everybody out here, extreme right, extreme left. If it's stupid, we're calling it out, folks. This is about getting America back on a solid ground and foundations, and we need to be driving forward, right? So thank you very much for that, Mark. That was a huge thing for us. We're really excited about it. It's going to be a fun program.
And hopefully we can get Team Ground Zero on there once in a while to talk about what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. They're all geared up for it. That's another great part of the American brand, which we're really excited about. We've got Team Ground Zero, which is a Generation Z group, conservative young Americans that have a great video out. If you'll see it on our YouTube channel, where they just unleashed some great marksmanship on a CNN painted watermelon. There is a great group. They've got really encouraging to meet young Americans that are heading, not in college yet, but heading that way, and or various other careers, and they're so committed into America, to the vision of President Trump, and to really fighting back against what they openly refer to as the stupidity of millennials. So they're a big voice that we've added in for our younger generation. I'm excited about it. It's definitely going to be growing. So check them out as well. Their Instagram, by the way, for everybody, is team_ground_0, spelled out ZERO. They do some great memes, and they've been doing some good videos, and they're just doing that in between all their other stuff they're doing. We're getting into football seasons and other things. And we do have I'll just kind of tease it up, but there'll be an official announcement coming up here. One of them is going to be running for class president, and the American brand is going to jump right in the middle of that campaign and endorse them, because that's an amazing thing to be, they're tops in their class anyway, and to be involved in civics of any kind is just so encouraging for that, for these folks. So we're going to get behind that as well. So look for that, more stories from them. It's a great group, and it's another exciting dimension of American brand.
Great. That's awesome. And this past weekend, I celebrated my 21st wedding anniversary. Congratulations to me. And I went out to Orlando.
Well, yes.
I went out to Orlando. Friends of ours had got a timeshare loaned out to them for a week. And so we went out there, and I was out at the barbecue grill at the pool. And I'm, I'm a blabbermouth. I'm always, hey, Patriot Nation, woo, And I was talking to a lady from Canada. And I was asking her all kinds of questions, because we hear all kinds of rumors and things down here on the media about Canada. Well, guess what? She answered all the questions, and she's going to come on the show from Canada and tell us exactly about their health care, their president, how they feel about Trump, what they think about the media, everything. We had a great conversation. She's going to come on sometime near the end of August. And then,
well, Mark, that's a really cool thing, because we're going to be adding, I'm glad you said that, because we're going to be adding a feature on the American Brand TV, which will be probably a weekly or every 2 weeks feature from Canada on exactly those sorts of topics. So this is a good lead in, and then we're going to be adding that feature when we launch the American Brand TV to start really
giving that sort of ground view from some good conservative Canadians up there that are deep in the fight to keep their country from going deep over the edge into the globalist colony sector, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard about Wild Bill for America went up to Canada for a conference, and he was invited as a speaker. And on his way home, he was stopped and incarcerated for smuggling hate speech on his iPad.
Really?
Yes, folks. That's happening in Canada. I spoke with him at a rally. We met here in Florida at a Don Baldoff for Governor event. And yes, this is true. Hate speech on a iPad. Smuggling. He had some anti-Islam stuff on his iPad. Smuggling hate speech. When I have this lady on the show. But then my friend's son, he's a millennial. He's 20 years old. Now, it matters because he wants it to be known. So he's a young man. He's gay. He's a hairdresser. He's a millennial. He loves and voted for Trump. He's going to come on the show, tell us why he thinks that people that are gay are crazy for supporting the other side and all of that. He's a great young man. He's respectful. He works hard. He's young and ambitious. And I'm highly proud to be affiliated and associated and part of this young man's life. That's going to be really important, folks, to hear. His name is Ray, and he's going to come on soon. He agreed to come on and tell his how he really feels about Trump as a gay young man who is a millennial. That's really important stuff, believe it or not.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge, Mark. You're absolutely right, because these are voices we need to elevate. The millennial generation has created its own censorship cabal with the various factions of, you know, those pushing some version of anti-cultural appropriation or whatever they call it. And, you know, there are versions of non-racist, racist politics. You know, it's just craziness. So anytime we can support the millennial generation with the voices of discord against that sort of craziness is absolutely important.
People say to me, oh, you condone homosexuality? I said, not whether I condone it or not. I just don't judge people. So whatever you think and feel, that's that, whatever. I don't care. I don't judge people. He's a great person. I don't care that he's gay. I don't care that anybody's gay. I don't care. If you respect me, you treat me with dignity and kindness, you're all right with me.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I think the biggest problem we end up with is where the line gets crossed and where I think everybody gets their back up, and I is that when you get a movement like LGBT, whatever the hell else it is on the land of those letters now, is trying to mandate that everybody has to embrace them and accept them. That's where the melting pot goes to hell. Melting pot is, to me, the way I grew up in the West was always a very simple model. It's what you bring to work. It's what you do. And it's how you treat another person with respect. What you do in your home, what you believe is your own business. Your politics is your own business. And you just don't cross those lines. But the problem is that we've become, the left and the progressive left in particular, has become so aggressive in trying to eradicate other belief systems, to crush our faith, tell us how we have to act, tell businesses what they have to do in terms of all these other gender and sexual issues, that it has created such a hostility that it's, I think for a lot of folks, it's difficult to hear when you do have a good voice, and I hope they do listen, that we really just have to return to some basic dignities of being Americans. You know, if as Teddy Roosevelt said, there's no such thing as a 50-50 American. There is only an American. And at the end of the day,
America,
the progressive left can go ahead.
You know? All right, let's give out American brand information one more time, and we got to wrap up. Go ahead, Scott. Tell everybody one more time
okay.
How they can hook up with the American brand.
Yeah, so our home site is theamericanbrand.org, theamericanbrand.org. You can find us there. You can support us there. And then Facebook is The American Brand page. YouTube channel is The American Brand, so it's all pretty simple. Just remember The American Brand. In our homepage, you can link off of all the sites, theamericanbrand.org. Mark, it's always a pleasure being on your show. Thanks for having me, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week from the road as I'm pedaling across the eastbound Lewis and Clark Trail out across eastern Montana.
Don't hang up yet, though. Hold on. I'm talking to a guy right now. He's got a great thing that you might want to have on American Brand TV. I'm telling him to call in. I got to give him the number. Here you go. Giving him the number. So he can call in and propose this. Let's see. 347. I forgot the number. 347-394-637. 347-637-3942, Tony. Call me. I want this guy to ask you himself. This guy's great. He's got a great, awesome thing. It involves veterans and dragsters and all kinds of fun stuff.
I'm liking what I'm hearing. This is good.
Yeah, it's all about veterans, combat veterans, all kinds of veterans. In fact, I put my dad's name as part of this because he served on the USS Bori in the Korean War, and I'm hoping he calls in quick. Because it would be great to have him come on and ask all by himself. Folks, that's the AmericanBrand.org. You can head on over there and get all the information. Right now we're on the Lewis and Clark Trail on the road. He's posted back. Tony, call the show, brother, 347-637-3942. And we'll talk about your deal with Scott. I don't want to say what it is yet because it's really cool. You can tell I'm dancing around it, can't you?
No, it's all good, man. And yeah, so
if he doesn't call in the next 30 seconds, I'll tell you what's up with it with Tony and his deal. It's really awesome.
Here's the other thing, just so I say it, when you've got some ideas like this too, what's that?
He's going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records too.
Oh, this is great. So yeah, you can also reach out to us on through the comment section on the contact section. I guess it's contact section on the American Brand webpage. If you give us a contact point, we'll be glad to reach out to you and talk to you about ideas. So that's another thing that's open.
Hold on, he's here. I'm bringing him in right now. Tony, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, brother? It's good to talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
It's Patriot Nation Radio, home of the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck with so many combat veteran signatures on it. It's made it to the Guinness Book of World Records, Scott.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So say hello to Scott and tell him what you're proposing.
Over 4,000 names on the outside, and there's right at 500 Purple Heart recipients as well as notables on the inside from astronauts to congressmen.
Wow, it's fantastic.
And I would love to help you out with your television show if I can. I have a small following of about 8,000 people on Facebook and whatnot. I'd be glad to do something to help you out in launching your TV show.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Tony, Scott will be coming with Expedition Red to Florida. So maybe we can hook that up when he comes to Florida. He's going to spend maybe the night here at my house. Maybe we can figure something out and get Scott and the truck and everything on the show.
You work it out, Mark. I trust you. You do a good job, man. So if you want to work something out, I'll be there whenever you say I need to be there.
Well, Tony, I think this is great. I'm excited about it, and you can just hit us up on the contact point on the webpage, theamericanbrand.org, and I'll exchange numbers with you there. And Lisa, if I'm on the road and can't get back to you right away, Lisa will get back to you, and then we'll link up a time we can chat further. But this sounds great, and what you're doing is fantastic, and thank you very much for what you're doing as well.
Absolutely. Maybe we can get
honor for me.
Maybe we can get Scott's signature. We get Scott's signature on the truck too. Save a spot for Scott. Sounds like a campaign slogan.
Save a spot for Scott. Okay. Well, Mark, that's great. Tony, thank you very much. It's fantastic. And Mark, we will we'll connect again next week, and I look forward to hearing from Tony as well. So this is a great connection. So thank you very much. We're moving this thing down the road, and we're going to really build this base and the connectivity across Red State because we have got to get strong. We have no more time. This is the fight's real, folks.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Tony, for coming in and joining the show tonight. Always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Tony on Facebook. He's got the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck. Tony, tell folks how they can get in touch and check out some of the pictures and stuff on your site. Still there, Tony?
Again, thanks again. Thank you very much.
Not coming in too good. You're not coming in, Tony.
He's got the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck. Tony, tell folks how they can get in touch and check out some of the pictures and stuff, buddy.
Well, yeah, you're not coming in, Tony. I'm going to put you back on hold. You can search out the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck right there on Facebook, and it'll come up. Just search it, Google it, whatever the case may be, and you can find it. That's really good stuff, the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck. Tony German, good friend of mine right here from Hernando County, Florida, one of my buddies. Glad to know him. Glad
well,
to have met him. Find the truck. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Mark, as we talk to, just real quick, I've got some. There's some amazing veterans, and I'm sure that are from some really unique units in the country that I'm sure would be. If you would like some signatures, we'd be happy to sign that as well. So I'll talk to Tony more in detail. Sounds like a fantastic thing. Again, thank you very much. As always, it's great being on your show. And we will be telling some new stories next week somewhere on the eastern side of Montana as I pedal across the Lewis and Clark Trail heading east.
Awesome. Thanks again, Scott. That's the Veterans Memorial Truck, Combat Veterans Memorial Truck on Facebook. Again, Tony German, thank you so much. Scott Kesterson, thank you so much. Check out theamericanbrand.org as soon as you can, especially if for any reason. Just check it out. It's a good site. You get some great info there. You can learn about morning coffee and maybe the American Brand Cafe. Who knows? Whatever show you like, you might dig it. We'll have American Brand TV hopefully kicking off in September. It's going to be good stuff, folks. And I want to leave you all with this. My good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Listen to me. I'm the rolling shameless plug man. DaveBrayUSA.com to check out all things Dave Bray. He's got some good merchandise down there. He's got some good music. He's got some great videos. You want to check them all out. Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray, if you can, face the flag, take off your hat, and enjoy this great tune as we get ready to wrap up this episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Thank you and good night.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, say, can you see my dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
There you have it, folks. There's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to say happy birthday to my friend Jimmy. Jimmy, look forward soon to Peaceman Live on the Facebook Live feed. I think I'm going to grow the nads and do it. I'll be a little nervous, but we'll try. Until we meet again Thursday night, 8 o'clock, we have Dr. Josh Umber. You may have heard him on the Hannity Show and his great cooperative, and he knows a lot about this hoopla going on with the healthcare debate. Dr. Josh Umber. Thursday, 8 p.m., right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, as heard on Hannity, but this time no spin, uninterrupted, no malarkey. We will have Dr. Josh Umber with the real deal. Thursday, uncensored, unedited, no spin, live, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night. God bless America.